In December 2018, the long process to abolish the crime of blasphemous libel in Canada came to an end when Bill C-51 was granted royal assent by the Governor General. Before this bill became law, a person who made derogatory religious comments could be imprisoned, unless the remarks were made in good faith and in decent language. Longtime students of this topic usually point to complexities in the definition of decent. Canada is still a country where adult language is not allowed on public airwaves from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. However, Canadians have enjoyed decades of shows and movies, on video, cable and streaming services, where swearing is common. What could have been considered indecent language by older adults might be seen as normal by younger ones. Every 2 years, research company and Glacier Media ask Canadians about the language they listen to and use in specific situations. Our latest survey shows a noticeable increase in the swear words that Canadians are hearing and saying. This year, more than 7 in 10 Canadians, 72%, up 8 points since 2021, say they frequently or occasionally hear their friends swear. More than half also report hearing their relatives, 55%, up 6 points, co-workers, 52%, up 4 points, and strangers, 52%, up 2 points, swear. Almost 4 in 5 residents of Atlantic Canada, 78%, and Ontario, also 78%, recall hearing their friends swear during a regular conversation. The proportions are lower in Alberta, 75%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 73%, British Columbia, 66%, and Quebec, 65%. The use of swear words at the workplace outlines a generational gap. While only 36% of Canadians aged 55 and over recall a coworker swearing, the numbers climb to 58% among those aged 18 to 34 and to 60% among those aged 35 to 54. The first question focuses on what we hear, but this year's survey also shows a more carefree public in specific situations. Almost 3 in 5 Canadians, 58%, say they swear frequently or occasionally when talking to friends, up 9 points since 2021. There are also sizable increases in the proportions of Canadians who swear when talking to relatives, 43%, up 7 points, co-workers, 39%, up 8 points, and strangers, 26%, up 9 points. The regional disparities are evident. More than 7 in 10 Albertans, 72%, acknowledge swearing when they are in conversation with their friends. The proportions fall in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 64%, Atlantic Canada, also 64%, Ontario, 62%, British Columbia, 54%, and Quebec, 52%. To be perfectly clear, we are not witnessing a barrage of bombs in workplace chats, but the incidence is higher than 2 years ago, and age plays a role. Only 19% of Canadians aged 55 and over acknowledge swearing when talking to coworkers, compared to 46% among their counterparts aged 18 to 34 and aged 35 to 54. Even as we see a jump in the proportion of Canadians who swear in conversation, the country as a whole is becoming more cautious about when to rely on this kind of language. Only 12% of Canadians, down 3 points, never alter the way they speak, and do not worry about a swear word coming out. A proportion that reaches 14% among men and 15% among British Columbians. This year, we have equal proportions of Canadians who either always alter the way they speak to make sure that they do not swear in public, 44%, or who sometimes alter the way they speak so as not to swear in front of certain people, also 44%. This represents a 5-point drop in the number of adults who are sometimes cautious and an 8-point increase in the group that is always careful not to swear in public. At a time when the country's youngest and oldest adults seem to be at odds on several topics, including housing and the environment, the two generations find common ground on language. Similar proportions of Canadians aged 18 to 34, 46%, and aged 55 and over, 48%, claim to always alter the way they speak to avoid swearing. For their counterparts aged 35 to 54, the proportion falls to 38%. For the first time, we asked Canadians what swear word they say the most. Almost 1 in 5, 17%, claim to not use any. A finding that is consistent with the 16% who told us they never swear when talking with friends. The two swear words used the most by Canadians each possess four letters and are part of American comedian George Carlin's famous monologue from the 1970s. The surprise is that five of the next six swear words are religious in nature, two of them only relevant in French. With blasphemous libel now behind us, Canadians can carry on without reprisals, but mostly in conversations with friends. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from September 18 to September 20, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.